Hey friends!
How's it going?
So today we're sharing Allie and KJ's wedding that we shot at a new-to-us venue. Well, I think it's also just fairly new.
I think it is fairly
new. Anyways, the Barns of Kinnack.
Yeah. So the Barns of Kinnack is down south past Hopewell in Prince George County. And it's the first time we've been there, as Laura said. But it's kind of like it comes out of nowhere. You know, you're driving through...
the middle of nowhere. Yeah. You just go ahead and say it.
But I know I would say you're almost like you drive through part of a city and then it turns into the middle of nowhere and then it's right there.
Right.
And it's actually really pretty when you're driving up because you can see that on each side of the barns, it's like either some sort of crop. I'm guessing it's corn or something on each side. So when we went late fall, it was all like low. And so you could just see the barns like popping up out of it. It was really picturesque when we drive.
Yeah. It's actually like several buildings on the property. Like, I don't even know what all of them were, but the main house is where the girls got ready and they did a really good job like renovating that house.
Yeah.
It is perfectly set up. Like a lot of times when you go to like a house that's a wedding venue, there's too much stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like there's furniture everywhere and whatever, but this house is set up to be a getting ready area. Like where they got their hair and makeup done, they had proper hair and makeup chairs in that room.
Well, no, you know, actually, those were brought.
No, they weren't. They all brought them.
I walked them. Yeah. The makeup artist brought those chairs because I saw them walking out with them.
Whoa.
But the room is completely empty. It's white walls. It's got three large windows. They like, this room is the prettiest or has the best light. So when people are doing makeup, like I was even talking with a makeup artist and they brought lights and like, we don't even really need to use them because of how bright it is.
Yeah. But then the other rooms, like instead of having like beds and dressers and armoire, you know, like stuff everywhere, it's super open, which is wonderful. Like the room she got her dress on had a great big mirror, a little like settee, small couch, and like some side tables.
Yeah.
So that it was nice and open and there was plenty of room for like me to be able to move around and not feel like I was like interfering with them getting their dress on. And then she was able to like easily be in this beautiful corner getting her dress on with her mom. And I love that.
Yeah.
And then there were side rooms that just had like a couple of little chairs, you know, like there was plenty of room, which is so nice when there's like a team of girls with all their stuff, you know, to be
Eight
able to
girls
have...
and four flower girls, you know,
there's
a lot of girls to be in a house.
Yeah. But they did a really good job with it. And then the guys had another little house.
Yeah.
And then there was the reception space, which was like this big, pretty barn.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was like the sort of like more rustic-y barn, which is what they got married up against.
Yeah.
And then there were also several other little buildings.
Yeah. The guy's room is a little smaller than, it's not a full house. It's kind of like a...
cottage.
Yeah, maybe cottage. That's a good way. But also was very empty. There was a table there that the guys could like put their stuff on and sit down. But the other side was just like a couch, a TV, and like, you know, just again, open
which
space.
Which is
what you want. Right.
Yeah.
And then, as Laura said, there's a lot of other buildings on the property. So I wouldn't be surprised if it still functions. Like there were massive silos behind the barn.
Like
where
three
the reception
massive
barn.
Silos. Yeah.
So I wouldn't be surprised if it still is a functional
farm
of sorts, but the inside of the barn was really pretty. Like, you know, the outside is like, so it's very red. There's a lot of red barns there, which I think is pretty, but the inside is like very well done. Like it's amazing how gorgeous
it is. Really beautiful. But the doors to the reception barn were really pretty too, like a natural wood color. Anyways, the inside was gorgeous. But then also the staff there was incredible.
Yeah.
Abby, who we worked with, was their kind of like day of person, was phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
She did such a great job and was so personable. The caterers that they brought in were fantastic. Their DJ, we love, Chris from Music Makes You Happy. I mean, it was just a wonderful team of vendors.
Yeah.
I think,
to Laura's point there, having a team that's flexible, like even before we had started the wedding day, Allie and KJ were like, hey, we're a little tight on our time for the beginning.
Yeah.
They're like, we may have to start the ceremony a little bit late, which is, first of all, as a bride, that's the right mindset to have. You know, you can't be stressed out over 5 minutes, right? But to go with that, Abby and the team were like, okay, so here we are, you know, this is where we're going. And we were checking in with each other the whole time, mm-hmm. which is the kind of relationship you want to have on a wedding day.
Definitely. Yeah. But Allie and KJ were so wonderful. They mm-hmm. chose not to do a first look. So we really only got there a couple of hours before the ceremony. And then we're able to spend the evening with them. So we took all of their pictures post-ceremony. Well, yeah. You got some of the guys.
I got some
of the guys. But so... after the ceremony, we did their family, which we did a ton of. There were so many kids.
Yeah.
They, lots of nieces and nephews, which mm-hmm. was really fun. And then we did the bridal party and then some of just the two of them. And Allie and Kay, I think Allie, her favorite part of the barns is that those big open fields. So we spent the most of their portrait time with that. And then also we're able to have a little bit of time before it got dark at sunset to be able to walk around. Mm-hmm. She really planned her ceremony start time super well to be able to make sure that she still had light before the reception started, which is exactly what you want to do.
Right.
And so they started the reception. It was just like a great party.
Yeah.
Complete with a Mr. Softy's truck.
Is that, was it Mr. Softy's? I thought you were about to say Mr. Frosty was right, but yeah. It was Mr. Softy.
Yeah. Soft serve ice cream.
Right. But it was cold. I mean, it was.
Yeah. It was
after
cold.
The sun went down, it was, I don't know, maybe mid-30s.
Yeah,
it was crazy.
I was
we both still got cones, though, so, you know.
Well, I think everybody got an ice cream cone, and it was awesome.
Yeah, it was delicious.
Like, they still had a cake and cupcakes and stuff, mm-hmm. but she was like, they didn't even need that. Like, ice cream's all
ice cream's
you need.
I
wanted,
right?
And I loved it. Anyways, Al and KJ, we love the two of you so much.
We
hope you enjoy some of our many, many favorites.
Congrats, you guys.